There's been a lot of talk about lax security at the nation's ports. Now there's a new ID card that people will have to present to walk onto any American port. It's being tested right now. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Myra reports.
On a recent mid-morning, Jimmy Weeks of Houston, Texas, tucked into the $9.99 steak special at the 24-hour cafe in Long Beach. Typically, Weeks hauls freight to California, then on his way back east, he picks up a container from one of the ports. Sometime in the next year and a half, Weeks is going to have to fork over more than $100 to get a new federal ID.
I've already had a background check for my hazmat license, and I had to pay for that. Now they're saying I'm going to have to repay for another background check. You know, if you want to continue hauling out of the port, I guess it's what you have to do.
Ever since 9/11, security hawks have called on the federal government to require ID cards for everybody with unescorted access at the ports. Weeks calls the Transportation Worker Identification Card, or TWIC, just another federal money grab. He says he can eat the extra cost, but the average local port hauler makes just $33,000 a year. Weeks says he can appreciate how tight their profit margins must be just by checking out their rigs on the road.
Some of these trucks they drive down here is held together with duct tape and baling wire, you know. And the tires, have you seen some of the tires? They're like slicks.
Because of the low pay and long hours, local port hauling attracts a lot of recent immigrants. In Southern California, the vast majority of the 16,000 truckers who haul from the ports of Long Beach and L.A. are Latino. But Ivo Cuzarida of the magazine Transporte Latino says don't let the low pay or rusty bobtails give you the idea troqueros operate outside the law.
These guys, they have to pass tests every year. Just to buy a truck, you have to have credit. You have to be very well established to jump into an 18-wheel and drive, you know, merchandise, maybe by the millions of dollars. They're not going to put that on the hands of somebody they don't know where he's coming from.
By law, the companies that hire or contract out to truckers have to check their driving records and make sure they've passed fitness, drug, and alcohol tests. But unless a trucker has applied for a license to carry hazardous materials, he's probably not gone through the kind of background check likely to pull up felonies, presence on a terrorist watch list, or even citizenship status.
How many drivers are we going to lose? Nobody knows.
That's Petty Senecal of Transport Express, a trucking company in Rancho Dominguez, California. Senecal welcomes TWIC and the boost in security it promises, but she has two big concerns about the coming national rollout. First, she worries about bureaucratic snafus.
We want to make sure that a driver is not put out of work unfairly, and he loses his job, can't feed his family, etc. So the burden should be with the government to expedite that process.
Senecal also worries good workers could be disqualified because they've done jail time. Not just truckers, but longshoremen and port workers, too. Congressman Loretta Sanchez was asked that very question recently at the Port of Long Beach. Sanchez is chair of the Subcommittee on Border, Maritime, and Global Counterterrorism.
We are working through those issues to ensure that it's not so strict that we don't have anybody coming to take the jobs we have here. But at the same time, we do want to protect the American people.
A number of truckers don't see it that way. Any Canadian or Mexican commercial driver licensed to do business in the U.S. can apply for the TWIC. Jimmy Weeks, back at the 24-hour cafe, fears the new background checks will thin the local workforce, only to let in drivers from south of the border, where record-keeping, he believes, is less transparent.
If they was going to do it good for everybody, it'd be okay, but the drivers coming up here out of Mexico, you don't know who's coming across that border in a truck.
Others argue there'll be plenty of time to work out any kinks in the system over the next year and a half. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in Los Angeles.